I'm Monsieur Pagès, and I acquired the site out of a passion for very old stone buildings sometime back in the 70s, 72 or 73, I can't quite remember. So then, you know, I started cleaning up the site and everything in order to uncover the vestiges and solidify them. And then, seeing as all this was way too much for my two little arms to handle all by themselves, well, I went over to the mayor of Olyul and I explained my troubles to him. And, well, I was lucky enough to have my words fall into very sympathetic ears. So at first, we worked together as a partnership, and finally, as the partnership functioned really efficiently well, I ended up donating the site of these ruins to the city of Olyul. The ruins were completely buried with the exception of this piece of wall here, so we had to clear away enormous quantities of rubble, because the demolition was done, as always, from the top down. And while you demolish, all the filling gets knocked down, meaning everything inside the walls had piled up higher and higher and buried the lower parts. So we had the immense pleasure of seeing the lower parts gradually reappear, so much so that the people of Olyul, I mean the older population of Olyul, said to us that the castle had been unearthed. What we could say about this piece of wall that everybody is familiar with and that everyone incorrectly calls the tower is that it isn't a tower at all. It is in fact the end of a very big building, a very long building, I should say. It is the corner of the building that survived all the demolitions, because we must remember that for centuries the castle sustained deliberate acts of destruction. Consequently, people would come and retrieve the stones. So since 1520, shall we say, for several centuries, it was abandoned by the lord and the stones were sold. I mean, though we don't have any written testimonies, we can imagine that the lord had to sell the stones of his castle that no longer served any purpose, and that because of this, as time went by, the surrounding populations came to consider the castle as a sort of vast stone quarry, and so it ended up suffering immensely. Actually, many of the stones were used to construct the stone wall terracing here. So the very first little village that was located at the foot of this castle was torn down, and a large majority of the stones were used to build the stone wall terracing in order to establish farming plots. So concerning the animation of the castle site, well, it's visited every day. It's visited so much, first of all, because there is a magnificent panoramic view from here, and there is a stage created here, so shows are put on here, plays, music, and all that. Although we'd love to see the site made safer and rebuilt, we mustn't go building sandcastles in the air over it, because even if we had the stones, we wouldn't have the blueprints. We wouldn't know how to do it. So we have to leave it like this so the public can continue to come and admire the landscape under good conditions.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.